morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Darius Mubankale. It's Monday, February 24th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Daily Northwestern reported that Northwestern has been scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in response to recent federal executive orders. Changes include the removal of the word diversity from the library's about page, the elimination of Kellogg's DEI pathway for MBA students, and the disappearance of Feinberg's Office of Diversity and Inclusion webpage. University President Michael Shu has acknowledged the rapid pace of these policy shifts and stated that NU is still determining its response. In Evanston news, a house fire early Sunday morning displaced two residents and left two firefighters with minor injuries. Fire crews responded around 3 a.m. to a single-family home on the 2100 block of Warren Street, where they encountered heavy smoke and flames at the rear of the house. Due to the severity of the fire, dispatch escalated the response to a, quote, working fire, end quote, bringing in additional resources from outside departments. In national news, Republican lawmakers in over 20 states are pushing legislation to penalize local officials who resist federal immigration enforcement. Measures in Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, and Wyoming impose fines, lawsuits, and even felony charges for violating bans on sanctuary policies. Supporters say the laws aid federal crackdowns, while opponents warn they could instill fear and lead to unlawful detentions. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Darius Mubankale. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next show, today at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.